So on Curzon Home Cinema, we have The Whistlers, which is a film by Cornelio Porumboiu, who best known for, I think, probably Police Adjective from 2009, Romanian filmmaker, who's got this, in this particular film, a very, very playful attitude toward genre film. So this is essentially a kind of twisty, knowing, self-reflexive crime thriller, broken up into lots of different chapters, seen from different perspectives, flipping backwards and forwards in time. Central story is that we have a corrupt Bucharest cop who is knee deep in the scandal, the money laundering that he's meant to be investigating it. And but his superiors are also equally corrupt. In fact, pretty much everyone in the film is corrupt or knows something they shouldn't know or is involved in a scam that you don't know about or is double-crossing somebody else. There's this kind of femme fatale character played by Catherine O'Marlon, who adds a touch of glamour but also a touch of mystery to the unfolding story. And the name, or the English language name, The Whistlers, comes from the fact that as part of the labyrinthine narrative, our central character has to go to the island of La Gomera to learn this whistling language, which apparently is a real language. And it's a code that is used because apparently the cops can't understand it. The whole thing is, yeah, if the cops overhear this, they'll just think they're hearing bird song. And apparently it is a genuine thing. It is a way of whistling vowels and consonants in a way that forms whole words and whole sentences. And you see during the course of it, him learning the language. Now, it's not just a kind of little side issue because a lot of the film is to do with the idea of communication and language and what people say and what people don't say and what people know and what people don't know and the things they say and the things they actually mean. The thing I really enjoyed about it was it's a kind of rip-roaringly playful ride. It is somebody saying, okay, I've got this kind of this noirish, well, very colorfully noirish canvas. Let's make an entertaining crime thriller that's got its tongue in its cheek, but also actually manages to pull off a couple of emotional surprises. And at its heart has this central, very neat idea of having to learn the language whereby these characters can speak to each other through this kind of, apparently absurd, but actually quite genuine whistling language. So that's called The Whistlers, and it's available on Curzon Home Cinema, where you can also find Infinite Football, which is the director's previous film from 2018.